Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week.
The qualities that make up a great friend. We're going to drop three of them on you, but I would like to start by saying that I have such great friends. I can shout out and agree with every one of these. I have the greatest friends in the
world. That's a blessing, you know that? Because not everybody does, you know?
I know it. And it's only a handful of people that I would say are true, real friends. Well, yeah. I don't want to count, but I've got.
You don't want to list names either in case you leave one out.
They
but
know
why not?
Who they
why don't
are.
You just go ahead, start counting? We've got all morning.
Yes.
My real and true good friends know who they are. I feel their support in my life, and yeah. I give that support as well.
I know that you're about to get to the qualities of a great friend, but my mom, I remember her telling me as a kid, because I was bummed out, you know, those weird, awkward years in middle school where you suddenly somebody is not your friend that was your friend.
It's horrible.
And that's when your mom explains, as you go through life, you will see you'll keep just a handful of really good friends, and she's been right about that.
It's true.
Your mom also had some salty language. Is that exactly the way she said it?
That was only for the neighborhood bully.
No.
It was not a friend.
Right, exactly. That's how I learned to curse.
From my
That's
mom.
How he learned too. Okay, qualities of a good friend. The top three that really scream at me, and I hope this happens for you. If you're listening and checking off some boxes, they boost you up.
Yep.
They boost you up. They help point out, you know, maybe what you can't see about yourself. I love those moments when a friend will just like hold up a mirror to you and you're like, oh, you're right.
Especially
I do have
moment.
That in my back pocket. So they boost you up. Anything to say about that, Sam?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Number two, the other one that I love, you can be your truest self around them.
Yes.
I think that's the most important one.
It is. Because you need to be with somebody that you're safe with.
Somebody that accepts emotional. You whether you're acting goofy or whether you know, you're sad and need help. Or
the no judgment zone.
That's right. Thanks for making it into a book title for us. But it's true. Who you can be your truest self with, comfortable around no matter what.
Yeah.
And the third thing is they help you feel validated and seen, meaning understood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just need somebody to say, yeah, I know. I know how you feel.
Yeah, right. I know how you feel.
Okay, thanks, Sam. You guys know I'm formal dress shopping. Oh, what fun it is. It actually is fun. If you end up liking more than one dress, then you're in that world of, oh, I can't have them all, though.
I didn't see you the whole weekend. Did you find
That's
anything?
That's not true. That's not true. Okay, but listen, Murphy. Okay, we were talking about girlfriends, too, qualities of a good friend. I have this friend. Her name is Heather. I have not really hung out with her in 10 years. And honestly, even when we were seeing each other on the regular, I never really even went to girls' night with her or dinner with her. But she posted a picture of herself in a gown months ago, and it was beautiful. And so I'm searching, and I thought, man, I want to know where she got that. So I messaged her, hey, Heather, where did you get that gown that I saw you in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the purple one. And she told me the name of the boutique and all of this.
This old thing.
No. And then she said, why don't you just come over and try it on, though? You could totally borrow it. And I'm like, what size are you? And she shared. It's like, I should be able to fit into that. She's like, yeah, you're going to rock that.
Mm.
So she and I work very different schedules. And I haven't seen her in 10 years. She told me that she was going to leave it on the bed, laid out on her bed, and a key under the mat for me to go into her house and look for and try it on.
Wow.
And she told me,
this isn't some sort of trap, huh?
No, but I was like,
I haven't seen Jody since yesterday.
She went dress shopping and...
That's what's funny. This is an unusual situation, and it struck me as unusual. I was like, Heather.
That's very trusting and
it
sweet.
It is.
Yeah.
It gets better
well,
or
she
worse.
She knows where to find you.
She gets better or worse. But she said, oh, and by the way, I have other stuff. Go into my closet and grab anything you want. What?
Wow. You would never tell anybody that.
I don't let
Did you
Taylor
ask her about jewelry while you're at it?
I don't let Taylor and Phoebe into my closet for anything that they want.
Well,
actually, at all. It's like, you need to ask me if you go into my sacred space of my closet.
Wow.
Anyway,
That's
so
nice.
I was heading that direction, and I said, hey, I'm on the way. Are you there yet, or is there a key? She said, I forgot, you know, but I think the back door's unlocked. The dress is on the floor of my closet. I realize that's not romantic, but it's yours and anything else you want. What?
So was the back door unlocked?
Yes.
What are we waiting for?
Her son was home from school. I touched base. I'm like, there's a car here. She's like, oh, my son's home. He's like a senior in high school. So I knock on the door so as not to scare him.
Sure.
And sure enough, the dress was right where she said it was. And she even said, while you're there, grab anything else you want. I did not. Yeah. I said, Heather, this doesn't make you uncomfortable? She goes, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Does it make you uncomfortable? I said, yes! You know my coffee mug issue, Murphy, at the house.
Yes. Oh. You want them all to match, and you don't want anything that doesn't match in the cabinet, right?
A couple of special coffee mugs that are miscellaneous or okay. But I like them to match.
Yeah, you're not a collector type, and I used to be a mug collector. But most of them are gone now.
Well, they're in boxes.
Mainly, Sam, because I lost the kitchen battle.
Well, see, I don't like all that mishmash either.
It looks
but
junky.
When your daughter brings you something from the Space Center that has Sam on it.
Thank you.
You're going to keep it.
You can't get rid of it.
Right.
Like my Elvis coffee mug that was a gift from my cousin from Graceland. I was drinking out of it this weekend.
I like that one.
I know. It's fun.
It's different.
The problem for me is not you, Murphy, with your old collection of radio mugs.
Thanks for being specific.
Is that Phoebe is like a little you, and all these years of our Phoebe, our youngest, going to estate sales and going to, you know, this and that and the other and traveling. She loves to collect mugs. She brings a mug home every time she goes somewhere, and it's just too much. At one point, I stuck them in a hideaway cabinet, and she started looking, where's my taxi mug? You know, where's my Dolly Parton mug? Where's my cute little, and it was just like, here they are, Phoebe. It's overcrowded with a bunch of mugs that don't match and make my head hurt. But it's her house, too, so she's kept most of her mugs.
She's going to college. There's the first box to go.
Exactly. I did not even realize this. She asked me. So she will be starting college in the fall, and she'll be living in a little apartment with some, you know, well, Taylor's one of her roommates.
Yeah.
She said the other morning, she said, Mom, when I move out, can I take all my mugs? I'm like, please. Yes! I heard Angel.
I already packed for you, Phoebe.
I heard Angel sing. Yeah. I said, please, I want you to take all of them. And then it was so cute, and she laughed at the irony
that's
of
weird.
That.
My mom said the same thing when I moved out.
Yeah.
Please take your mugs. I'd gone to the Smithsonian, and I came home with like 10, 10 mugs. Yeah.
She's worrying and thinking about all this stuff now. She's like, do I have to buy new towels, or can I have, I'm like, you can have a lot of your bathroom towels.
Yeah.
You can take, she says, and don't worry, I'll leave the really good ones that match so you can have it the way you want it for guests. She knows me.
She does know you.
AI is everywhere. It's funny. It's one of Murphy's favorite things to point out. Like if we start talking about stuff and he's like, oh, that's already AI. Did you know that's AI? It's like, I didn't think about that. But you're right. It's already there.
It's freaky. Well, a lot of it's already been built in. I think it's just more at the forefront now because there's so many different things. The video part and the photo part of AI and that's the creation not, and the thinking and all, that's all newer than Alexa. I mean,
it's
Alexa
making
was
it hard to distinguish between reality.
I don't like that. And that's why those tech giants, including Elon Musk, are like, whoa, let's not change the human experience. But it's that interesting fine line we're going to be watching for the next several years of how to use it for our greater good, but not have it abused or, you know, to our detriment, I guess. And it's how you see the world. Like, because the first time I was typing something and it finished the sentence for me, I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Help. Fine. Great. Then in the same room, someone that we were working with saw that and he thought it was the creepiest thing in the world and he was like offended. So it depends on your point of view.
Yeah.
How you feel about AI.
Yeah.
But there are jobs being, you know, taken by AI, and one of them comes from an unusual place, and that's Levi's, the jeans people. They're going to start using AI-generated models. They haven't replaced their humans yet, but they're going to. If you are like, and they apparently have some sort of tool, and if you want to see you're this waist size, but you're this height, and you want to see that, what it looks like on the body, they have a tool that they're going to let you, you know, put that in.
Wow, that's cool.
And it's an AI model who can go, this is what this will look like on you, instead of, so that's cool, and I would think that would help you as a consumer shop for Levi's jeans.
Yeah, it would.
So that's kind of cool. It's not that they're replacing models in their ad campaigns. I think that they're still looking for diversity in their models for ad campaigns, as they should. But that's just one of the many ways that AI, I guess, can help a consumer in business.
So really, it's only the mannequins that are going to get replaced.
And then the next step will be that you can upload a picture of yourself, and it'll turn you into the AI wearing those jeans.
Yes.
So you can see how they look exactly on you.
Right, exactly. Not just the... Because I think that already exists sort of in the salon world, where you can put a picture of your face and see yourself with different hairstyles, but it's not as good as AI.
Not in the gene world.
I got to experience something so beautiful the other day when I took Phoebe shopping for her prom dress. So what happened is that she's looking for a prom dress. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a special occasion formal gown as well. So it was funny because some of the sales girls were like, both of you are going back here? And I'm like, yes, I'm not being the weird mom. I really have an occasion, you know, because they would put Phoebe in a dressing room. And they would be like, you can wait out here. And I'm like, well, I have a dress, too, that I need to try on.
Are you going to prom?
It was funny. The other beautiful thing, a couple other things happened. There are brides trying on dresses in this area, too.
Okay.
The girls standing up on the platforms and the brides, the gown, and moms and grandmas are surrounding, and it's a beautiful moment. And I heard this bride start crying.
Why?
Tears of joy.
Oh, tears of joy. Okay.
When she found her dress.
She said yes to the dress?
She was like, she did. And she put her hands up. Oh, my gosh, you know. Oh, this is the one. This is what I've dreamed of. It was so cute. Mm-hmm. And there's clapping. And, you know, the owners of the store ring a bell. And it's like, oh, this is the dress. And I'm listening to all this getting dressed in the very next dressing room. Phoebe's next to me. And it's so cute because I'm hearing her go, ooh, this one's good. This green one's awesome, Mom. I can't wait to show you. I get undressed after hearing the bride thing, and I'm just smiling. I'm so smiling and hearing that. And the door flies open.
Ooh.
And the grandma walked in on me, and I was not dressed. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she slammed the door. It's like, it's okay. I'm surrounded by a bunch of women, you know.
She thought it was her granddaughter?
I don't know why she was coming into. I don't know. Maybe she was about to try something on. But she just... you know, opened the door on me, and everybody who was clapping for the bride got to see me or whatever.
No lock on the door?
No. Huh. Not in this particular one. Hmm. Anyhow, what was funny is that I needed help in a few more minutes with my zipper. And so I stuck my head out and asked her, because she felt so bad. She was so apologetic. It's like, so she ended up helping me get in and out of dresses. Because she felt so bad walking in on me. And it was just such a fun experience. I've never been around a bride that started crying because of their dress.
Oh, that's sweet.
There's a lot going on
that. Did you get to go stand on the podium, too?
Of course not. Oh, that's a bride thing.
No bell rang?
Absolutely not.
The most fun we have is hearing from you. So reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, email, whatever's best for you.
Social media connect.
Jody, we've got an email for you from Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Jody, I heard the announcement about Pickle Ranch. If you haven't ever made restaurant-style buttermilk ranch dressing and added dill weed, it's a game changer.
Cool.
It's true. I used to make ranch.
Of course you did, Sam.
Okay. I used to make ranch, but then it's one of those things where Murphy gets into my head, and it's like, is it really worth that effort, or can you just buy it already made?
Wait, when a restaurant does homemade ranch, I'm in it to win it.
It is definitely better. Fresh, yes.
Look, you know me. You guys have gone out to eat with me a million times. Mm-hmm. Whenever I order a salad, I always ask, is the dressing homemade? Because if it's not, I don't want it.
Sam's right, though. At home, you're like, I think I'm going to make this fresh. And you're like, yeah.
And you make it one time, and it is the best ranch we've ever eaten. Yeah. But then it's like, it's just not worth it. And yes, I do have dill weed in my pantry.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Me too.
Fresh
me
dill
too.
Weed?
We have.
Well, no, I guess not jar. Your pantry.
We have dill weed just because we like the name of it.
I had a neighbor come over once and say, hey, look, I have a recipe that needs dill weed, and there's nobody else in the neighborhood I would ask but you, because you probably have it.
And they were
right. I said, sure enough, hang on a second.
I'll bring your dill weed to you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, and Pickle Ranch is coming from Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley Ranch is going to be selling pickle-flavored ranch.
Awesome.
Tina says, I heard you talking about bacon in the air fryer.
Yes, Tina.
This, in my opinion, is by far the best way to cook bacon.
Ooh.
It's crispy and not too greasy.
Ooh.
The only problem I had was the grease still gets all over the inside of the air fryer, and it's hard to get it out of the cracks. See, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah. Is there a problem with grease
everywhere
in the cracks, though?
Well, you got that heating element right there. And if it's
I'm just worried about danger.
I bought some really nice thick-cut bacon, and I was going to do it tonight.
Tina also says, when I cook something else, it still smells like bacon.
Oh,
do you think about that? Well, maybe the suggestion we got last week, or was it yesterday, we got a suggestion about the putting the water in the bottom of the pan?
That was yesterday, and putting water in, it helps with the grease risk or whatever, the smoking risk.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going to try it tonight, okay? And if you're worried, Murphy, you can just wait outside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the worst that happens is everything else we cook for the next 3 weeks tastes like bacon.
And is there a problem there?
No. Keep it coming. We love to hear from you also on Facebook and Instagram. It's graduation season, and our youngest, Phoebe, is graduating, Murph, in May, in case you haven't marked your calendar yet.
I have. I am aware. Yes, thank you.
And so I know your twins are graduating high school as well.
Maddie and Parker,
That's right. Their graduation is on the same night as Phoebe's, just in a completely different school.
Yeah, you know, Sam
Maddie's is.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay, that's right. They're not graduating from the same school, Sam?
I forgot about that. I forgot. Because they're twins. I put them in the same school in my brain. Yeah.
Well, they were, but they're not anymore.
Okay.
We don't need to go into details.
I won't. I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying that I sat down and started making, I have the invitations. Phoebe didn't want, she's like, you don't need to send those. I'm like, yes, we do. There's a part of me that's so traditional. It's like, no, we're sending out invitations to family. Yeah,
well, and she also understands, right, that family members who can't make it may be willing to give some sort of present.
Yeah, said that. It's like, you're going to get gifts.
Yeah, for everyone you send out, you get something good in return.
Is that that's the word? That's what I should have said to her.
That's the thinking right there.
Well, to me, it's more about celebrating the milestone with the family. I'll send the invitation with a picture and her little card, her little name card. Mm-hmm. It's just special, but it reminded me of my senior year. What you're saying is so true. I was hanging out at a friend's house. He was my senior year boyfriend, actually. You met him, Murphy. His name is Chris. I was hanging out at Chris's house one afternoon.
Did I meet him?
You met him at the family
family reunion. What was he doing there?
Hey, I'm sucking here.
You met him at the high school reunion.
Okay.
Which relative is he?
Right, I do. I remember.
Met him at the high school reunion.
Right.
So anyway, I was hanging out at his house one afternoon, really close to, we were having senioritis, you know, we were like ready to bust out.
Yeah.
And he's like, send my mom an invitation. I said, Chris, no, she's going to be there. She knows I'm graduating. I'm not far in line from you. Our last names being near, whatever, in the alphabet. And he was like, no, send her an invite. Because if you send her an invite, she will get you a good present. Or she will write you a $100 check. And
wow.
I felt so bad about doing it. But he stayed on me and I did it. And she did it.
What did she write you, a $100 check?
I think it was $100.
Whoa.
Wow.
Did he invite your mom?
No.
Well, that's not unusual.
And that's why he was only the senior year boyfriend.
I got a call from my doctor's office yesterday, and I couldn't stop laughing with the questions they were asking me.
Why?
I think the girl thought I was being rude. Okay, so I haven't told you this yet, Murphy, but my MRI is scheduled.
Yeah?
I'm having my head examined.
That's why you were laughing?
Hang on. Let me say something. Yeah.
No, I was laughing at the question. So I'm having two MRIs tomorrow afternoon. You can come with me if you want. You don't have to
They're
come
doing
with
me. Two?
Yeah, that was news to me, too.
I can't find anything the first time.
That's one of the reasons I was laughing. I couldn't wait to hear what Sam was going to say.
Yeah, all they're going to find is a reflection.
Hello?
Okay, stop. Maybe you should come with me, Sam. Okay, so, yeah, it's two. And I was like, wait, whoa. She says, well, let's schedule one at 3 and one at 3:30. And I'm like, wait, why am I having two? And your doctor ordered one on your neck and one on your brain. So okay. I am having two separate MRIs.
Well, that makes sense because whatever the back of the head pain is could be coming from your neck.
Right.
Or, you know, he wants to rule out everything.
I'm having
that
some
makes sense.
Pretty crazy shooting pains in the back of my head that stop me in my tracks, and they're random. So, yeah.
Well, I'd like to be able to go with you. I'm working out tomorrow.
That's fine.
At that time. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You trying to get out of your workout?
No. No. I mean, I just... You were so sweet to me with my MRI that you hung out with me.
You are claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
So I had to go with you to distract you, to try, and still.
I know. It's the first time I tried to do a closed MRI. It sounded like I was beaten on the inside of a trash can to get out.
I'm just curious. So what did you do to distract him?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, you distracted me?
I tried. It didn't work.
Hey, look over here.
It didn't work, obviously. But I was also laughing, not just at the head examined part of it and the two that I didn't know was coming, but that the questions they ask before, and they had to ask all these questions before. I guess I've rarely had anything
serious. Do you have a metal plate in your head?
Do I have a metal? Do I have any metal? Mm-hmm. Do I have a screw, a nail, bullet? Do I have fragments of anything in my body?
Do you have a screw loose?
You know, you understand why they asked
that. Right, because that couldn't happen. I couldn't.
So MRI stands for magnetic resolution imaging. And so, you know,
pull my arm up.
That's correct. It's a magnet. It's a big magnet. That's why I can't wear my insulin pump.
Yeah, they told me to take off all my jewelry. And I'm like, oh, that's sad. But they asked if I was claustrophobic because this is not going to be an open one. This is going to be right up in my face.
Yeah. I can't even deal with that.
You just said, no, that's Murphy.
Who's claustrophobic? 100%.
My son Parker, my high school senior, Maddie's twin, is doing something that totally surprised me that he is doing.
Is it military again?
No. And there's an update on that. We'll get to that at some point. He went out, tried out for a play at school.
Okay.
And he landed a role.
Of course he did.
Now, has he done any acting before?
Well, only around the house.
Only when he's trying to get out of stuff.
Professionally, no. Amateur, definitely. It's a play called The Caucasian Chalk Circle. It's a German play that's been translated into English and here's what it says, a parable about a peasant girl who rescues a baby and becomes a better mother than the baby's wealthy biological parents.
Oh,
okay.
I was really kind of
hoping it'd be like, you know, Cinderella or Sound of Music or something. This one's...
What role did he land?
I can't remember the name, but it's like they're all different names, but he landed a role. And
of all your kids, he is the one with so many surprises up his sleeve.
Yeah. The thing is, though, it's like I've had a hard time getting the information out of him about it because...
About why he wanted to do it? Or by...
Just what is this?
Okay.
You know, did you get it? What did you have to do? And I was like, because Parker is difficult to talk to. Go ahead, Jody.
I don't know where he gets it.
He's very guarded.
Dad.
Just like that. Apple falling right there.
So it's like you got to ask the question correctly in order to get the answer that you're looking for. Otherwise, if you ask a question, you get just what you asked for.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't get more because it's like, when is this? I'm coming. And
she need to call his mom.
I did. I found out it's 2 days later this month.
Okay, good.
A month before he graduates.
Wow.
And I'm really having... Parker, I know I've told you this before, but he always likes to smirk around me like there's something up. You know, the cat that ate the canary or one of those things.
Sure.
And it's like I don't want to be seen if I go see him do this play.
Why?
Oh, you want to go in disguise?
No. I'm afraid that Parker. I know Parker, and I'm afraid that if Parker saw me in the audience,
he'll go out of character.
He would lose it, like start smiling or go out of character. Yeah.
I think, honestly, that's his burden at this point. He's in a play. He's going to have to stay in character. You can't stay away for fear of that.
Okay.
You get to
Well, no, I was going. I was just going to sit, like, you know, away that he can't see me.
You could always wear a disguise.
I don't want to sit in the front row and say, hey, Parker!
You got those big nose and mustache glasses, don't you?
Yeah, that won't stick out.
Easter candy is everywhere. It is in a glorious world.
I tried, I keep seeing in all of these polls, Cadbury mini eggs are like one of the number one ones.
Yeah.
And so I finally bought a bag. I've never had them.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Are they?
They're good.
Do they look like...
Are they new?
No.
Okay.
What's on the inside? The same
as
the big?
It's like milk chocolate. No, it's not that gooey
it's
stuff.
It's not that gooey looking, it's, like it looks like a real egg
unless
thing.
I'm getting the wrong Cadbury mini eggs.
The one time in my life I had that, the Cadbury egg, it was at a friend's house. She was raving about it, and I tried it, and I thought it was way too sweet.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
It's too much.
It's a burst of sugar, all right.
Man, she must be, it's like, if you like that, you must like to eat icing with a spoon, too. Like, I can't.
Yeah. I prefer something with just a nice, mild ganache.
Okay, Mr. Man.
I prefer Reese's eggs.
Yeah, okay, I know that's
and
your
those are good,
candy.
Too. Yeah.
Period.
I bring it up because of a Peeps trick I saw online. Trick. Like, what? Understand, I have a love-hate relationship with Peeps because I think they're so cute, and I love to squeeze them and touch them, mm-hmm. but I don't like to eat them. Too sweet, and they remind me of my Easter baskets when I was a little girl because of why?
Chocolate-free?
Right. I couldn't have chocolate when I was a little girl, or so said our pediatrician.
Look, Mom, Easter Bunny gave me a whole bag of Smarties.
Yeah. What did you get?
A white bunny, which is still chocolate.
Yeah, it's, I guess.
I don't know why the Easter Bunny thought that was the way. I would get the white bunny. And I was so jealous of the chocolate bunnies around me.
Your parents should have gotten a second opinion,
anyway,
really.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I would get Peeps, and I would like them, and they were cute. But here's the Peeps trick. What have we said to do with Peeps?
Throw them away.
What's the funny thing to do with Peeps?
Oh, you make a little diorama.
Okay, you could do that too, Martha.
You set them up in a little scene.
Yeah, that's cute too. Oh. But you make s'mores with them.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the other thing
There's
you can do with them.
Plenty of flavors.
And it would be colorful and gorgeous. Rice Krispie Treats. They melt just like any other marshmallow thing. Melt your Peeps down.
But they won't look like Peeps anymore.
No, but they'll be pink and yellow and still do the marshmallow work, which is binding the stuff together.
Can you do that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, legally.
Not
can
legal.
You?
Sam's Got Music News.
Powered by NHTSA.
Jody, you told us the trailer's out for the new Barbie movie.
Hi, Barbie.
Man, it looks like pink bubblegum cotton candy fun.
Well, I got some music news from the Barbie movie. Dua Lipa is making her acting debut.
You want me, I want you, baby.
She's going to play a blue mermaid. She's got blue hair and blue mermaid suit.
A
blue mermaid Barbie.
She looks like a Barbie.
And
kind of.
She apparently is working on the theme song for the movie.
Yes.
And some other songs are going to sprinkle throughout the movie. So,
you know, the first time I heard her voice, Dua Lipa, I thought, is this Adele or Katy Perry? And
sounds
if you
Katie
listen
Perry-ish.
To her, it sounds like both of them, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
By the way, in the movie, I didn't know this, Helen Mirren's the narrator for the Barbie movie.
Perfect.
A little tidbit for you there. Hey, the Joe Bros have announced a big concert.
I'm a sucker for you.
August the 12th, one night only. Yankee Stadium.
Ooh, that's
good. Because, you know, they just wrapped up that Broadway residency there.
Where they did an album a night.
For 5 nights. Each of their albums, one per night.
Yes.
And if you went to those shows, there was a little insider info like, hey, you're verified for this concert coming up, but don't tell anybody
yet.
So now they've told everybody.
And this is their childhood dream, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They always dreamed
Yankee
they
Stadium?
Would play Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
August the 12th, tickets will be going on sale next Friday for that. And they are on
SNL this weekend. Molly Shannon is the host,
big.
And the Joe Bros are the musical guests, which means, to me, they're going to have to show up in some skits.
Yeah, and Molly Shannon will have to reprise some of the old goodies.
All Sister right. Mary Catherine.
Kygo, you know who Kygo is? Huh? He's one of these clubhouse DJs that remixes songs and stuff. He did Tina Turner.
What? How did I not know
that
this?
That was a few years ago, and remember he also did Whitney Houston?
Bring me higher,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's done it again. I don't know if we're ready for this one. See if you know the song, Jody.
What can I do?
What?
I get through to you. Because I love you. Baby.
Yes. And the Paul McCartney part is in here.
Yeah, the Paul McCartney part is in here. This is say.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, let it go.
What does Paul think? Do we know?
No, I don't know what either one of them. Well, we don't. Never mind.
I'm sure Michael Jackson loves it.
No comment from Michael, and I don't know what Paul has to say. By the way, in case you don't know the song here.
Ah, yes.
From 1982 or 3, I think.
When they were friends.
Yeah.
In case you missed it on the After the Show podcast yesterday, you know, Jody has an MRI.
Today.
We were talking
Two.
About... Yeah, right, exactly. One on the head, one on the neck. at the same time. Well, I mean, not at the exact same time.
No, like
right?
One is scheduled for right. like 3 and the other one is scheduled for 3:30.
Right.
They're two different, and boy, does the medical bill say that they're two different.
You know, it surprises me. They could just slide you down for the second one. There's
That's
not much
I
involved
too.
There, right?
It's like,
you
look how close we're really
look, while
doing.
We're here.
Yeah, she's already strapped down. Take the picture
That's
here.
Not
take
how
the picture there.
The medical business is operated.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And by the way, and I don't think they're not actually going to strap you down, just so you know.
Yeah,
they secure your head, but they don't strap you down.
I'd be okay with being strapped.
Yeah, I know that you said yesterday that you were. Sorry, I got distracted. I know that you said yesterday that you would be okay without me being there.
Yeah.
But
you had a workout scheduled.
Right. But I kind of feel obligated. You're always my moral supported thing. So
sure.
I have pushed back my workout today so that I can, you know, be there for you.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be tight, so I'll be dressed up. My workout clothes.
Those shiny silver
shiny
pants.
Ones.
No, I got rid of those.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. But okay. I would like to be there. I know it's not about holding your hand or feeling like you can't do it without me. I just want to be there to support.
No, and when it comes to the sort of stuff, I am sort of independent.
You are
it's
very
weird
independent.
Like that.
Well, you can still tell me you don't want me to be there.
No, it's okay.
Me.
I would love for you to come along. The only issue is I think you are more ugged out by MRIs than I am. I'm not claustrophobic. You are.
Well, that's only if I'm actually in the unit, but I'm not in the unit.
Sam's thinking.
You
Sam,
sure watching it won't make
right.
you?
No.
Watching me strapped into a thing,
you're
go
not
into a tube.
Well, you're not strapped in, for one thing. You're not.
Well, that's what you think.
And everybody, oh. I mean, I've seen people do MRIs before. It's not about, that's not,
okay.
That's not the association for me. Being in it is a problem.
Okay,
watching
great.
It. Not so much.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're coming along.
Yeah.
You gonna bring me a little snack or something?
So I'll do play-by-play with the tech, you know? I wonder if they'll let me watch the screen as it's happening.
Oh, you can see
that
my brain.
You can verify that it's there.
Okay, you don't get to come along, Sam.